From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. U.S. stock markets swung between positive and negative territory dozens of times throughout the day, and at the close, the main indices were lower. Traders clearly didn't take the advice of super investor Warren Buffett to buy American stocks. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Economic reports showing the biggest monthly drop ever in consumer confidence and the largest decline in home construction in a quarter century helped weigh stocks down. But some signs of thawing in the credit freeze countered the bad economic news. Buffett's advice may have also helped keep stocks from larger losses. He wrote in the New York Times that a simple rule dictates his buying: be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. And he pointed out, fear is now widespread. The Dow Industrials lost 127 points. The S&P 500 index was down almost 6 points. For the week, the S&P gained 4.6%, rebounding from its worst weekly drop in 75 years. The Dow added 4.7% this week. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Alaska Senator Ted Stevens spent today on the witness stand defending himself against corruption charges in federal court. NPR's Nina Totenberg has details.
The 84-year-old Stevens held his famous temper in check, systematically denying that he'd intentionally failed to report $250,000 in gifts and services on his Senate disclosure form. He insisted that he paid all the bills he received, that he didn't want many of the expensive items at issue in this case, and that he in fact told oil industry executive Bill Allen to take them away. The big gas grill, Stevens said he never used it. The wraparound deck, he thought he'd been billed and paid for it. The huge backup generator, he didn't want it. The household furniture, he didn't want that either and demanded it be taken away. Prosecutor Brenda Morris, you were the lion of the Senate, but you didn't know how to stop Bill Allen from putting big ticket items in your home? Stevens replied, I trusted him. He was my friend. He used the house more than I did. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Levi Stubbs, the dynamic lead singer of the Four Tops, has died. He was 72. The Motown group had 24 top 40 hits and sold millions of records, including Baby I Need Your Lovin', Reach Out, I'll Be There, and I Can't Help Myself. In a closer look at Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 127 points at 88.52. It was up 4.7% for the week. The Nasdaq fell 6 points to close at 17.11. It gained 3.7% on the week. This is NPR News. Afghan officials and NATO say they're investigating the deaths of at least 17 civilians who were killed in fighting between NATO-led forces and Taliban fighters in the southern Helmand province. NATO and Afghan forces have been trying to force Taliban fighters out of the region. Investigators are trying to determine whether the civilians were killed by a NATO airstrike or by insurgents. Civilian deaths have fueled tensions between Afghans and Western forces. The former head of UCLA's donated body program has pleaded guilty to charges of selling human remains. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story.
Henry Reed and another man were indicted last May for selling body parts donated to the cadaver program at the University of California, Los Angeles. Reed has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit grand theft. Prosecutors say Reed sold the donated body parts to a middleman, Ernest Nelson, who then resold them to medical and hospital research companies. Officials say the conspiracy lasted 5 years and involved as many as 800 stolen body parts. Nelson has long claimed that the university was aware of his activities. University officials deny that and have apologized to families who donated their loved ones to the cadaver program. In 1996, UCLA's Willed Body Program ran into trouble for illegally disposing of the cremated remains of donated bodies. Reed was hired to clean up that program. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
The Hubble Space Telescope is still hobbled. Yesterday, NASA managed to switch Hubble from a faulty computer to a backup, but engineers say they found two more anomalies and suspended activating the telescope's science and observation instruments. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.